You're listening to Bloom and Blight, episode 14, Picking Flowers.
Well, Spain, you are driving through the kind of countryside on the edge of town, heading out in the hills. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, some smoke in the air, as you can see once you get up on kind of a peak of each hill. The flaming hotel downtown, very clearly there is firefighters and such. They're getting it under control. It's not going to be a total loss or anything, mm-hmm. but it is definitely making a bit of a haze and the very kind of thick, still air tonight, as there isn't a ton of breeze off the bay or anything currently. Where are you headed?
So Wolfsbane is a ball of adrenaline and anxiety, and it's causing him to be like have tunnel vision. So for this whole time, he's just been taking whatever road he can take. And I would say very much like how we started this series, where he was just riding around town to try and like clear his head. This is like not necessarily clearing his head because he doesn't have any thoughts. It's just a lot of panic. And I think somehow he's led himself back to the school, specifically outside where the gardening club is. And I think what he wants to do, kind of making the realization that he is back to where, from his perspective, his mission began, his mission of spying on this magical girl team, and then eventually becoming a member of that team. That anxiety, it's not going away. That feeling doesn't go away, but it starts to be relieved as something familiar is in front of him, and almost like listlessly, almost like he's sleepwalking, he's going towards the garden club.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it is still late at night. You know, there's not going to be any sort of people around or the sort, so you kind of have the place to yourself. I would assume too, seeing as it's a gardening club, things require tending constantly. Things are alive. You would probably have a key to, you know, maybe the gate there or to the actual storage shed, that sort. So you're able to kind of get in without any sort of pause or worry. But I think you go in and you notice, you know, everything, that smell, the nice earthy smell, the non-poisonous flowers, the nice smell of roses and honeysuckle. I think that's a summertime smell that kind of fills the area. And, you know, the humidity kind of hangs in the air from just being tended and the misters going. So everything seems to be operating as normal, but nothing too out of the place or wild currently. Is there anything in particular you're looking for or...
Yeah, there is. He takes off his helmet for the first time in a while because he's just been driving, and there's like just a layer of sweat on his face. He wipes his brow, deep sigh, and immediately he starts looking for flowers. He's looking for... Now, I didn't establish this with you, director, but I'm assuming Pandora's flower is a foxglove.
Absolutely.
And Campbell Jade, do we have some of that here? Can we say yes?
Yeah, of course.
He starts collecting flowers that they never needed to collect before. And the first thought he kind of just has to himself is, we need to get everyone. We need to save everyone. And he's going to take a moment. And by moment, I mean possibly hours, just kind of reflecting, because this is the only spot. He knows the bad guys know where this is, but they have no reason to come here right now. So this is possibly the only safe space that he has to be himself for a bit. And he just kind of becomes nothing for a bit. You know, he just lets the space envelop him, smells that deep earthiness of the flowers and the dirt, and observes everything and feels something like, this is what's worth it. This feeling that he's been missing for so long. And I think after that, I'm going to say a full hour, just kind of basking in everything, he collects the flowers, safely puts them in a basket that he can put on his bike. And while a bit anxious about going to the hideout, he knows he needs to go there. And he starts heading that way.
Absolutely. Just to step back a bit, I think as you are collecting these and you are starting to walk out, a memory hits you. Actually, it's been a hot minute since we've had a flashback. Kidding, that was last episode. But let's relive it real quick.
Okay.
If you wouldn't mind with me. We'll say this is just about a year previously, or, you know, not too terribly long after everyone started kind of working together, and this is all started to flourish in just a very new team sense. Maybe the word, like the name Bloom, hasn't even fully been realized even at this point, but we'll go back to a springtime. Y'all are gathering some new plants and different things to be able to grow in your gardening club. And Lily comes in with just handful of different seeds and little sprigs of plants in the little tiny pots, you know, that are not even anything more than just sprouts at this point. Mm-hmm. And very excitedly kind of looks around to whoever is in there and anyone else in our cast that wants to be a part of the scene. You can fully play yourself a year previously. We'll run in. I found so many new flowers. We have to plant them. We have room, right? We have room for all of these. There's five more. No, four more. Four more. I can count.
Wolfsbane does not know how to. He's new. This is like probably very early on for him, just entering the club. Do we have room? I don't know. What's going on? He kind of looks to everyone else, hoping for some kind of guidance.
We'll have to get some more soil, probably.
Ooh, right? And some plastic tubs. Maybe we can go talk the lady that runs the nursery into giving us her leftovers again.
Yeah, I can take care of that. I was going to go get a snack anyways, so.
Yes, perfect. Okay, well, I have here, okay, let's see. I think this is a start of a dahlia, which those are gorgeous. Okay, let's see. I have some foxgloves. And then she'll pull out another jade. I don't know. Interesting. And pulls another. And some mums. Those are fall plants, but I think they will grow now, right? Or are they only in the fall?
I think jades are succulents. I mean, just give them plenty of water and maybe plant them a little bit further away.
I can break into succulents now.
You can see Wolfsbane in a corner with a small notebook writing succulents. And then question mark, question mark, question mark.
Where did you find these?
Oh, okay. So, you know, there's down the street, there's that little like junk shop that has like antiques and cutesy things and people bring in homemade stuff and all that blah, 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 blah. Anyway, there's apparently some lady that's big into gardening. I also got these and she'll pull out just a bunch of different colored like little work gloves that very clearly match everybody's color codedness.
Well, the more flowers we have here, the better it'll hide the ones we need.
Very true. Maybe we can get something like that vines up and we can kind of cover one of the areas.
That could work.
Wisteria. That's gorgeous. Honestly, that's the perfect way to hide something. Who's going to cut back a pretty plant?
I'll look and see if it's in our budget to build something like that.
Oh, that's right. We have a budget. Hmm. All right.
Why don't we just take it?
Take the budget or take...
No, just take plants. They grow. Isn't that like it's just outside so it's free? I mean, if it wasn't, wouldn't people, like, protect it?
You'd think. you would think they would try harder to protect it, that's for sure. The best way, I would say, is to not take plants that are already established. We can make our own.
Okay.
Isn't that, like, half the fun? Cultivating it, keeping it nice and comfy until it's ready to bloom. Hold up, y'all. And we'll have the flashback fades out there as you remember all of the plants that she insisted on planting that day.
And this is where Wolfsbane learned that stealing, what is it, prop lifting?
Yeah, prop lifting.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
You take off bits of leaves of another plant to grow on your own. And he thinks back on that day and like, this is where I learned that stealing is wrong, but flowers are pretty.
I love that that's the takeaway. I love that somewhere in Wolfsbane journal, there's a date with that sentence.
I guess we've never really established it, but I do want to have like retroactively, Wolfsbane does have like a journal where he's written down like just phrases that don't have any context to a normal person, but to Wolfsbane who doesn't have the ability to like reference his past. Yes, this can only mean one thing because I only have the memory of this. He's only got like a year and a half of memories to refer things back and forth. So, you know.
Love it. You head on out and back to the hideout. It is getting so extremely late. I feel like the exhaustion for everybody is kind of starting to hit. But we'll say for ease, you know, a few minutes after Belladonna and Daff and Larkspur get to the hideout with eyes closed, something to cover their eyes, Campbell Jade is in tow, and y'all are able to, per usual, get into the hideout, and y'all are in the main area, and not too long after you hear the rumble of an engine outside and the door open to Wolfsbane joining you all. What would y'all like to do?
I mean, we need to get Lark inside.
We need to talk. There's a lot to talk about. I'm fine for now. I just need a chair.
You're not fine. Look at you.
I just need a chair.
You're a mess. Just listen. Can you please just let us take you inside?
We'll have time to talk. Need to make sure you're okay first.
Lark, I think, just kind of clenches her jaw and doesn't say anything. Doesn't resist.
I think Lonnie gives you a look, Daff, like a very firm nod of approval, and kind of helps you move Larkspur inside.
Yeah, that look is returned. Very tense. But the goal is to get Lark into that healing room that we now apparently have. And if we need to have a talk, we can probably talk in there. The whole place is ours, right?
Yeah, exactly. As you come in too, Faye will chime over the intercom system.
Larkspur, indeed, is not, as you say, okay. I detect multiple lacerations, contusions, strained ligaments, and possibly a broken bone. I would need more x-rays to be sure.
You heard the computer, lady. Go get into the healing room.
I'm going.
You are able to get in, you know, any sort of like change of clothes out of burned, battered uniform and such and get comfy. Y'all are able to get Larkspur into one of the beds, and Faye does start doing different scans and such. And you can see just the different ailments kind of popping up on the screen, as is within recommended treatments and such next to it. I would say just to establish where Zeke is still kind of hanging, because he does not know where else to go. And he's been translating things, but we'll just kind of like stick his head in, give a little bit of a wave.
I uploaded a recipe for pho into Faye's system. It is much better than the crappy ramen, if you do want to ask for that. I had a craving and it worked. I didn't know it would work, but
you're being real helpful. I appreciate it.
It's the least I can do. And I'll kind of back up. Whereas meanwhile, throughout all of this, just standing in the middle of the main room where y'all left them is Campbell Jade, eyes closed, just not fully moving. It's like, I'll just wait here until y'all are done with whatever.
There's a couch. Can we put it? She can look, right? I mean, we're in.
I think so.
Just to be safe, could you? Oh, wait, shit. Does this place still do the thing where you don't know everything's there yet and it just shows you shit randomly?
You mean secret stuff?
Yeah.
Lonnie like presses on secret stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. The place kind of has its own sense of humor, I guess, or I don't know. It's annoying. I think I can find it. And you see that for a moment, eyes closed still, just thinks real hard about where she is, walks over to one wall and puts a hand on it. It's like, okay. And then you just see her start walking down the hall, eyes closed.
What?
I mean, I think she's got it.
I don't trust her.
Why does she have it, though? What?
Because she's like me. And Wolfsbane starts following after her.
You watch as every once in a while on the wall, which is very, like I said, very natural, covered in a lot of ivies. Maybe some wisteria's growing in here. It's odd. And she'll continue to walk and she'll put her hand out, feels that it's more rock, keeps going, put their hand out somewhere else, feels that it's more rock. Like, okay, it should be right about here. And you see them at the very end of the hallway, just past where the healing chamber was. And they kind of like are patting on the wall and they're like, oh my God, just let me in. And like just starts kicking the like wall as it seems like she's getting more and more aggravated at the fact that this is a solid wall still. That after a moment, you watch as the vines start to move to the side in the same way as the healing room itself was revealed. Bits of the rock slide like it is a just sliding door that could have been open this whole time but was unseen almost. It looks like it's effortless. They'll put their arm out, feel that it's open air. They're like, fuck, finally, okay. And scurries their way through. And then you finally see them start to undo their whatever blindfold that was used and open their eyes as you see them standing in a dull lit, empty looking room. From your point of view, Wolfsbane.
So where did you lead me to now, huh?
I can jump. Oh, well, we called this the purification chamber. I don't know. That always sounded just a little sterile to me. But maybe you could come up with something else. I don't know. But it is insanely secure. And you see that the walls almost look just like solid, like black obsidian. All along it as it just looks carved out of this leftover lava flow and smoothed. It's pristine. Nothing gets in and out of here, signal-wise, if you catch my drift.
Wolfsbane nods, looks at her for a second. I'm gonna go get everyone else. But before I do you know who I am?
I mean, as much as I know who each of you are, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how truthful it is, but I have information on you.
So we haven't met before?
No. I mean, you may have met me not in control of me, but me as me now has definitely not.
Okay. Stay here.
Absolutely.
He walks out and just kind of goes back to the main entrance where, Lark, you're in the healing room, right?
Yeah, I think as soon as the scans finish, Lark is like pushing herself up in the bed to sitting.
And Daph is pushing her shoulder back down, like, sit.
I need pictures of the past teams, please.
Checking database. So like elevator hold music comes on for a moment. Found 852 results.
Great. If you could make those into a gallery or something, we're gonna have to go through them. We need to talk to Campbell Jade, though.
I will compile these images and they will be ready in the war room.
Thank you.
War room? Is that what we're calling it?
You can change the name if you like, but Lily named it that after a show, a movie, pop culture.
Right.
With the situation of the way it currently is, we might as well call it that.
Well, if you guys want to talk to her, she's in the newly christened purification room.
The what?
I didn't name it.
No, that's less about the name and more about there's still more here that we don't. Okay, all right.
Lonnie, like, takes a deep breath and, like, rolls their eyes. Donnie wants to know if this means we have to like their music now.
I don't think we have to. I don't think we have to.
I think just not being outwardly, like, vocally mean about it is probably enough.
Yeah, not mean.
Just, like, not mean out loud, probably.
It might get better now that she's not controlled by evil.
That's true.
I don't know.
The old stuff was pretty good.
Anyway, she's over here.
Did she hear us? Yeah, shit.
We'll be nice.
Okay, let's go talk to her.
Daph will put an arm under Lark's shoulders, like still not fully trusting that she's, you know, in a state to be moving around. But let's go see our... Is this where I make a Masked Singer joke? I don't. I don't have the brain cell to make the joke. It's there.
Do you guys want food? I can ask Zeke to bring us something.
Please?
It could be good. Things are... They're really bad. There's a lot you all need to know.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Zeke's currently sitting probably just in the practice room because it was like he very much makes himself busy and scarce when it seems like y'all are dealing with stuff. He's like, I'm gonna go where I'm not gonna hear things. I'm not gonna be in the way. So he's probably sitting in the practice room still flipping through some book of old dialects and such, trying to figure out how to read everything that's in this place.
Yeah, I think Lonnie goes in there and just kind of gives everyone's like an approximation of everyone's order and then just sort of guesses at Campbell Jade's. Like,
yeah.
Bring an assortment of cup noodles, like cheddar cheese, spicy chicken.
Those are good.
Yeah. And maybe that pho.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay. Yep. On it. And he'll hop up with this little list that he's just written in the margins of also just scribbled, trying to decipher things.
I think as Lonnie, like, heads off to, like, join the others, they keep looking around with wild eyes at this new room, looking at the walls leading toward that down the hallway, trying to touch to feel if there are little, like, breaks or seams in it to see if maybe their touch opens anything else up. They're super freaked out that this person just, like, walked up in there and knew what to do.
Yeah. I think as you are kind of walking and feeling the different parts of the wall, you know, maybe peeling a bit of the vines back and forth here to try and see more to it. On, you know, we'll say the left side is where the doorway to the healing room had opened. And then now this new one is at the very end of the hall, whereas the shrine was on the right. So it's kind of this hallway with new things have opened after this hallway was revealed. And while nothing seems to be opening or budging, with having the thought of these doors and of these things opening and revealing themselves, you can start to feel seams almost where it feels like, okay, this is door size, where maybe there is more, but how to unlock it and open it other than taking a chisel and a pickaxe to some solid wood stone, you're not too sure.
I think she just kind of like nods, mentally records where each of those little bits are and just kind of notes it for later, like makes a quick note like in their phone or something to come back and check on that later, ask for schematics or a layout from Faye in the future.
Absolutely. So everyone is heading to chat with Campbell. You walk in and see that they are sitting now on a cushion
It looks to be, you know, just a thick floor cushion. And there are others kind of scattered about. Seems like they're kind of messing with them to dust them, but then realizes there's no dust or anything on it. It's like, that's still so weird. He kind of sits them around, but seems to be trying to find a little bit of peace here and calm down after getting ripped back into reality, into all of this.
So I finally have an idea of what's going on. I saw something while I was there. Gen X, or a version of it, showed me something. It's cocky. It thinks it's already won and doesn't care what we know. Lark looks at Campbell Jade. Do you want to explain it? Or do you want me to?
My knowledge is spotty when it comes to more recent events. How you found me was kind of a prison of Gen X's design for me. I didn't want to fall in line. So I don't know how much information I can give past a certain point, I suppose.
Yes, my question to start is, are you the real Campbell Jade, or just an assortment of memories?
Oh, that's a real philosophical question. From the best I can gather and the best I was told, genetically similar. Memories are still there, but something has been added, as kind of lifts up an arm that, you know, from elbow down that you can kind of see in the shirt, looks like meat hand, but will pull it up and you can see a little bit more of that cybernetic kind of gears and such in it. While she is definitely, compared to the other three that you saw, much more attempting to be visually human. I was alive a long time ago and was one of you. Long story short, died fighting this, and somehow Gen X stored me. Memories, information, personalities, and apparently has been doing that for hundreds of years to those that, I guess, strike an interest for them. We were recreated in a way that we're not fully us, and that's why I wanted to be here. We are part him as well.
Wolfsbane flexes his metal hand just repeatedly.
Daff is looking at Lark like maybe she understands what's going on, but she doesn't want to say it.
Gen X has created another team like us.
It's not just like us. It's made of us.
One of them is Lily.
I don't understand.
What did you say? Say it again.
I saw the workshop where it was doing this. It is underwater, I'm guessing in the bay. I saw the others there. Campbell was still on the table. One of them was Lily. Certain of it.
When is this gonna stop? We keep trying, we keep thinking we're fixing this problem, and Lily?
I wasn't in the fight with you all. Did any of them look like her?
One of them was masked.
One of them thought like her. One of them thought like us. It knew tactics that we practiced, Lark, that team moves that I practiced with Lily. It knew how to fight like me. She was there. Oh my god, she was there.
She doesn't want to be doing this, just so you all know.
Doesn't mean I didn't hit Lily.
Oh my god.
You didn't.
We can't blame ourselves like that. We didn't know. And, I mean, she's probably not herself anyway.
Yeah, I wish it made it feel better. But, Campbell, you were still in there. Is she still in there somewhere?
All of us are. Gen X has figured out a way to tap down each individual person in whatever way that he can to keep us at bay. I got a little too loud.
To keep you at bay, but not to get rid of you.
No, to use us.
We got you out.
Until he's gone, I can't say that I'm me if I ever leave this room. The only thing, and I'm just praying that it actually fucking works, but people like us have been fighting this fight since our creation. This room stops a bit of that signal to that tech, and if I leave, he'll have access again, or could. And that's how it goes for everyone. It's a battle that's just been going on forever. And he just keeps getting smarter and learning, and people like you, like I was, keep kicking his ass. So he's created his own version of us to stop it.
So what, the only option is to stop fighting him? If we're the ones giving him, you know, more ammo?
No. He thinks this
is it? He thinks that Blight, his creation, is the final play. I mean, Lily was the final piece he wanted, but I don't think he realized how strong each of them are. I am. Even if I can't say that I will still be myself getting out of here, if he can get some sort of control back, each of us have knowledge about Genix, about his plan, about his inner workings. We could also be the pieces of the puzzle that you need. I thought that was my goal, at least. That's why my music got really sad over the last couple of months.
That's what reached me, finally.
Good.
What about the people they're performing tests on? Zeke, he was harmed. Regular people are being drawn up into this.
He's learned how to make his own army. Now he needs the worker drones. So I assume with that you know about Biogenix.
We have an idea.
You're hoping you just blow it up.
I would really like to blow it up, yeah.
I have no complaints against blowing it up. This may be obvious, but the scientist in charge of the project, Serene, is one of us. But she has been with Genix the longest, and I've never seen Serene as what she used to be.
So you're saying there's a limit? There's a too far gone?
Or she's put up walls so hard to protect whatever is left of her inside, we haven't gotten to it. But, I mean, I was trying and then I got locked in my own prison. Titus wouldn't stop fighting and speaking out against him. He lost his ability to speak. Pandora is not the person type. Lily's new.
So we have to stop whatever they are doing at the hospital before it gets too strong from that. We have to figure out how to end this. This can't keep going.
If we can take out that workshop, maybe we could stop them from using us. I mean, as much as I want to blow up Biogenix, and believe me, I very much want to blow up Biogenix, if we don't take them out at the source, they're just going to do it again.
Then you'll have to fight him and the rest of Blight.
Yeah, there's not really a great idea.
At least if we start with Biogenix, we can, you know, reduce the number of casualties. That's what he's counting on, a wall of flesh.
Yeah, and then we can work on whittling away at Blight. I don't know if it'll help, but I managed to grab this, and she holds up the sample. I pulled this from the vision that he showed me.
That's what they're giving people. That is parts of Genix. She'll kind of like move your hand a little bit to shake it where you can see the little sparkles in it. I'm not the science person, that's Celine's thing, but I don't know. But that's a version of what's in us as well.
If we have Faye analyze this, there might be something we can do to counter it, at least. Slow it down, something.
You're trying to figure out a way to counter it, and that and me trying to reach out to you is when this me lost control of body me, so I'm not fully sure what happened after that point.
What does the future hold for you?
I've never really thought about it. I didn't really think it existed anymore. Hell, I'm not even supposed to exist now. I should have been in the ground for the last couple hundred years. I want to help the best that I can. This hell that, thankfully, I haven't been too privy to, but I know that Serene and Titus especially have suffered from for so long. I don't want any of you to fall into that. Another one of you to fall into that. And the whole reason we exist is to stop this. That's why we keep getting chosen time and time again, is because he threatens what we know and what we've built and what we love, and all under stupid guises every time. I'm just scared because I'm alive because of him, and I don't fully know the ramifications of that. I mean, he took control of my body. What's worse than that? Used my voice against me. It's the only thing that's ever been mine. So I don't know what the future is, but I want to be able to help. But I also kind of don't want to leave this spot that I'm at currently for at least a little bit.
We can try and set up a sleeping area in here if you need to stay.
Yeah, you're one of us.
Immediately, just tears. If I could, I don't know, offer a suggestion or anything. Going after Biogenix is obviously a great idea. The longer that it's out there, the more people that are going to be impacted by it. And if they aren't cured and they let whatever worms
word worms, not physical, you know, there's not worms. Oh, that's a really bad analogy. Anyway, whatever he is convincing just normal everyday people to do is bad. But Blight can help or hinder. And I don't know if that means do more of like what you just did for me or not. I just know while there are many days that we are not in control of what we are thinking or doing, there are days that we are, and we are fucking fighting. But Serene's different, and that's kind of the heart of Genix's operations outside of his core. So just be careful.
I know Pandora, she's fighting. If we gather all the people that Genix is manipulating, maybe bring them here to this room, we can at least take them out of the fight, skew the numbers in our favor.
We have to be certain that they are free. We bring a bunch of people here, it only takes one to tear all of this down.
Jade, did you know how to get here?
Not necessarily. I knew the general area it would have been in, but the landscape has changed. The way that the hideout allows you to enter is in a different place. If someone really wanted to find it, I guess they could go digging around in the hills until they found it, but no, not the exact location.
Okay. So what you're saying is they don't know where we are yet, but if they really wanted to comb the forest, they might be able to find at least the entrance.
I mean, Lily's there.
Shit.
And Lily hasn't sold us out yet.
No.
It might not be long before she doesn't have a choice.
Yeah. We can't trust it.
We have to trust Lily. We have to trust that we can save them.
Trusting that we can save her and trusting that she hasn't been compromised are two very different things, Wolfsbane. She cannot want as much as she wants, but clearly there's only so much that can be done if Genix wants to get in her head.
You're both right, but I mean, you saw her. They have the upper hand. They didn't have to leave without at least one of us either going with them or being written off. And here we are.
You're right, she didn't want to hurt us. I hit her, she didn't hit me.
She could have. It could have been over.
Yeah. Yeah, she could have.
What about that one you followed, Wolfsbane? What about Pandora?
She's fighting. I think she's on the edge of giving up hope. And I need to save her.
Is she our first target then?
I don't know where she is, so I don't know if we can call her first, but we do know where Serene is.
Didn't we just say we can't save Serene?
I don't know if that's true, and I need to try. Because if we can't save Serene, if we can't save anyone else, I don't know if it's right to say that you saved me.
I think Belladonna just goes to you and gives you a hug if you allow it.
He'll be very ginger about it, but yes. He'll just kind of stiffen up and like, he's aware of what's going on. And you feel his arms like slowly hug you back, because despite not being accustomed to this, he really needs it. Doesn't say anything. He just accepts it. Accepts the moment.
All right, well, if we encounter Pandora first, I'd like to try there. Beating our faces against a wall is not going to help, and that's what it sounds like with Serene. I don't know what would get to her. Jade, do you know anything that might help? Anything she might be sensitive about?
Serene, I don't know. The stories I've heard of Serene are she's kind, and she was a doctor, and so extremely smart in the way of technology and biology, and then the addition of magic, all they did was help and heal. And after years of Genix making them do the opposite, I don't know where she is anymore.
Maybe she's tired of seeing the face of death. We can try.
I think it might be better to have more of them on our side before we try to go after Serene.
I think so. Because I barely made it out of Campbell's head. Serene's going to be much more protected.
If anyone can do it, it's Bloom.
We can certainly try.
Well, if we want to find Pandora, the only idea I have is she specifically told me not to go back to my garage, so maybe that will get her attention.
If you think it's worth the risk, it might be worth a shot.
Yeah, but before we go, looks at Lark, who is beaten up after explosion, what, number 5? I don't know at this point.
Yeah, Lark, I think at this point, looks very pale and is kind of leaning very heavily against Daff.
We might need to get some rest.
Yeah, definitely. It gives us time to plan. Thank you so much for listening to Bloom and Blight. Our cast includes Taylor as the director, Candace as Belladonna, Logan as Wolfsbane, Kit as Daffodil, and Anna as Larkspur. Cast details can be found in the show description. All production is handled by Anna and Kit, with sounds and music courtesy Epidemic Sounds. Girl by Moonlight is a Forged in the Dark system from Evil Hat Productions. To stay up to date with all things Bloom and Blight, be sure to give us a follow on social media at Bloom and Blight. And check out bloomandblight.com for a link to our community Discord server, transcripts, and more. Nominations are now open for the 2024 Crit Awards. If you like what you hear, vote for us and your other favorite shows and creators at critawards.org. Bloom and Blight is a Dareful Archives production. See you next time.